Morning, Andrew, KM4NAP.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, behind. Truck had two flats and got stuck in traffic, so I'm headed to start my route.
Golly, that sucks. Plus, you got to bag them up today, too?
Nah, I'm up and jump them out the window.
Imagine if rains or not this morning. I can swear I heard thunder.
Surprise.
It's cold. I love it. This is exactly what I wanted to go to work for.
Well, at least it's not pouring down rain on me. I guess that's the good side of it.
I'd rather if it's just going to rain, just rain, and not rain like an elephant peeing on a flat rock.
Understanding that's going to be Thursday.
It's going to suck. I'm going to be on my way to the beach Thursday.
Let the sharks bite you on the rock.
Avoid that.
The biologists are saying the reason that the shark attacks are up is because of those tourist things where they take people diving and let them feed sharks by hand. So now the sharks are saying, oh, there's human, there's something to eat, chomp.
Because that sounds, that actually, it might hold some weight to it, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think they're right about it.
I mean, you can train a fish. I mean, it knows when to come up to feed. I can only imagine a shark.
They just like any other animal, after so many times, they get conditioned to associate humans with food. And a lot of times the people wind up being the food.
Fit into their food chain instead of being on the top of it.
Nothing like grilled shark now. Or take it and bake it one. I like it either way.
That one. I don't believe I'll be trying shark. W Mobile.
Hey, Austin, come help me.
I'm behind.
I ain't even got started yet.
Be delivering two papers at the same time.
A donut commercial. One will be going out while the other will be coming in.
Yeah.
Andrew, get started. I'll be listening. I'm fixing to get started now in a minute, so I'm going to be sort of doing it double time. So I'll chime in every now and then. Y'all be careful. 732, KM4NAP. I'll be clear to listen.
120 yesterday, Andrew.
It wasn't very active at all.
Apple Park's on. There was one from Hawaii on that was trying to make some contact.
I'm knowing that. I'd at least try to hear that. Because I would, I'd love to have Hawaii in there.
Yeah, if you got a Facebook, get on, join that Parks on the Air Facebook.
I think I'm a member of it, but I don't know. I'm horrible about check Facebook half the time. I guess I maybe need to get in the habit of it.
All day, yeah.
Must be the next couple days. You get any thunder your way?
Earlier, the dog was up under my feet.
Shower. The wife finally got up. Yep, I just saw some light. I just couldn't believe I heard thunder.
Spring waking up the frog.
Tell you what, though, this tire change is killing me. I hate springing forward.
I was alone. If you want more daylight, just get up earlier.
I wish they would. I know they always talk about it. I don't think they'll ever do it, but it'd be nice if we finally just got away from it. Rain and people can't drive in it. Speed coming down the interstate. I usually go a couple miles over, but whatever. I gotta slow down. That's something really wrong.
Pretty good over here in town.
MSJ and have it going back order for a while.
From MSJ, I've always ordered from, the only thing I've ever ordered is from HRO.
QRM, whatever it is, the phase canceling thing, I'm still waiting on that thing to come in. It's on back order. If you go to like DX Engineering or whatever, it'll say they don't plan on shipping anything until June.
Stuff is, hard to come by nowadays.
Excuse me, when you go to HRO or you go to DX Engineering, it'll tell you it's going to be a while or it's on back order. But if you go to MFJ's website, it'll say place order. You know, it don't say anything about being out of stock or being on back order. They just let you order it, and they just send you an email telling you it's on back order.
The Home Depot website the other day, I was ordering something for work, a little socket. Ordered it, and then it said, oh, it was going to be 2 weeks.
Crazy. I mean, you should be able to know that up front before you make your order.
It's out of here right now and say 73. My radio is saying low voltage, and that if I get a chance to swap the battery out, I will. KM4TFW.
Safe this morning, 7:03, and hope you have a great day at work. I'll still be here till I get in the parking lot. KO4CM, and I'll be standing by.
I'll get it swapped out before this red light changes.
Now you just need a cigarette lighter adapter. You don't have to worry about it.
Somewhere, but I don't know what the heck I did with it.
For mine, I think I've got one for the. I guess maybe it'll fit. Mine's a UV5R. I mean, it worked for it. If I've got it, I'll let you know. Maybe one day on your way home, we can figure out logistically how to meet up. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I gotta figure it out. I'll take that one in tonight and charge it up, and I'll be good to go. I mean, I ran it all this time on that same battery. It does pretty good as long as you're not talking too much.
Pretty good. I just wish my speaker worked on mine. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad little go radio or one just to keep in the vehicle all the time, but cause I can't hear anything, it ain't worth keeping around.
Yeah. Extension mic on it and put the speakers in the microphone.
I think mine was just a bad unit.
Extension mic.
I believe so. I don't remember. It's a little handheld mic. It doesn't feel like much of anything, but I can't remember it making it any louder, so it may be something wrong with the radio and not the speaker itself.
Yeah, roger that.
YouTube videos, one guy was showing one, and he turned it on, you could barely hear it, and then he turned another one on, and it was really loud, so, I mean, considering how they're made, I'm sure not all of them are up to the same standard.
Yeah, this one appears to be a pretty decent one.
Give me a DMR bow thing or radio oddity radio, something along those lines. Just to have one, because I think DMR is more popular around here for the digital mode.
Popular every day.
Work yesterday, finally saw my ARRL face mask that I started wearing. And he was telling me his father-in-law or his dad ran a couple of repeaters around here, and he was saying they're getting ready to try to swap all them over to DMR.
I did Wade Hampton and Highway 80's out.
I hadn't really felt the weather was that bad. I mean, it's rained a couple times, but I wouldn't think it'd be enough to take out a red light.
How did I see? It was actually flashing yellow on that, but it's the second one. Must have been it. The lightning must have glitched it.
No, since it was lightning and everything, I went ahead and unplugged my radio this morning and just kept the 2-meter radio on. That way, if the wife wanted to listen to it, I doubt we'll get severe weather, but that's usually when she'll turn it on and listen.
Unplugged mine. I unplugged it the other day when I knew this weather was coming in. I can't rely on myself to remember that at the last minute.
K contact and see if I emailed the Greenville Sky Warn. Have you ever looked into doing Sky Warn stuff? Yesterday or the day before, I can't remember when it was, see if they had any upcoming Sky Warn classes. I think it's just a 2-hour class, but I don't know what all is involved in on it. But I read an article saying that the National Weather Service was somewhere, it was either in the QRT magazine, but they were talking about needing Sky Warn spotters and stuff like that all the time. So
nothing's going on right now. I don't need another one. PN4TFW.
And that, I was just thinking, because, like I said, whenever I'm at work and we start getting severe weather, the wife will turn on the radio and listen to the repeater. God, I can't remember which one it is. Ferris Mountain? She'll listen to it and hear those guys doing the Sky Warn net.
I'll probably be listening to it Wednesday and Thursday.
It might be. That's the only downside I hate about the weather changes, and now we get back into some severe weather. Back from them, I think it's just an online course. I don't know if you actually have to go in a classroom.
I'm already lights out. And this one's right here to 229, 190-something. It's going to be messed up.
Middle of Greer. So whenever I need to avoid the interstate, go down through that red light and hit 292. It's going to be holding off for me. That way I can walk on in the plant without getting soaking wet. KO4CN.
Leaving, I'll say 73, and I'll catch up with you another time. KN4TFW. Clear.
Have a good one, and hopefully you have a great day, and hopefully the weather will hold off for you and you can get them things bagged up and chunked out the window without soaking the inside of your car. But y'all be careful out there this morning. KOCF, and I'll be clear.
All I'm getting is a fine mist over this voice right now.
It was raining fairly heavy. It's slowed off right now. Starting to rain, and I guess I better figure out how the windshield wipers work on it.
I help a little bit.
Nowadays, where all the switches were the same.
I've done a few times, and no wipers are not working at all. You just have to stick your head out. Something flattened two of his tires, and then right outside of Asheville, he got stuck in traffic.
Coming through that construction zone, but surely he wasn't working on the road.
He got stuck in traffic, I don't know, but he hadn't even left the plant. He hit it in the parking lot, flat two big of those diesel tires. So it ain't easy getting somebody to come fix them early in the morning. Everything worked out for you, Roger?
Stuff went up yesterday and that, so I'm not doing too bad right now.
Got me thinking hard about one of them little cars.
First, hold on.
Got me thinking hard about one of those little cars.
I can't complain about it. It does really good for me. Especially if you're not, you know, you're not putting your good in it, you're not going to be. I'm sure you could pull off a really good gas mileage.
For me, the stopping and going so much, it since it charges when I hit the brake and stop of overcharging the battery.
Nah, I doubt. I don't think it'll do that. And that I mean, I didn't read anything about doing that, but. Yeah, as much as you stop and go, I wouldn't have doubt that you'd use almost all battery power.
Suppose I go, I run about 40 miles an hour average.
Like for the batteries.
Can't complain. plane and with his truck. His truck has done me very, very well. And as many miles as she's got on her, I'm still getting 16.5 miles to a gallon on the route.
Ain't much to stop and go if you do, you know, you really can't get any good gas mileage out of it without, you know, without getting some miles under it.
And around town, and I fill it up, I can do everything I need to do, and I get just a little over 24 miles a gallon in town. On the interstate, I get somewhere between 31 and 32. Having a five-speed automatic transmission helps KM4 and AP Friday. Got my hair cut yesterday and my beard cut back. Now this cold wet snap's hit. My poor old head's about to freeze.
It is very warm today. I think it's barely supposed to make it to 50.
Keep staying cool like this, I'm going to have to break out my, what I call a scullion. I learned that from my daddy. My knit cap and put it on.
Kind of open it with it, kind of. Cool, I guess you got your raincoat on, huh? You dust it.
I got it on right now. It's not raining, so I'm taking my chances. Truck starts showing up, I know I'm late.
Starts showing up?
A delivery truck.
Up on the dash, well, it just misread it, and it says it's 85 mile an hour.
And 85 in this weather is crazy. I'm about 20 meters earlier, I got on there, and I didn't pick up but two stations.
Yes, and he texted me last night, but I was over at the neighbor's house, so I didn't get a chance to get on.
Wheeler's net tonight after I got up and got ready, and the band was awesome. Just about everybody was running 9 or above on the meter, and they was very little static whatsoever with anybody.
Whatever reason, right when I get off the interstate, it's really bad.
How's that putting paper on back of the car for one of my older customers?
You come back to me now. I didn't catch that. I know you were talking about static and 20 meters or something, but it was real broken up.
And I got on the freewheeler's net on 80 meters tonight, and there was very little static. Everybody was pretty much clear coming in. They was two or three had a little bit of soft signal, but that's about it. Everybody was California, you name it, they were there. Ken, I couldn't understand anything on that one.
I gotta go get signed in.
4HKX. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
Good. Trying to get this rainy day started. How about you, Ed?
Running, but about 3 hours behind. I finally got started about an hour ago.
What I heard you talking about with the trucks coming in, I've been listening for a little bit as I'm getting ready. I'm pulling out now.
running no heavy rain. I'm just running into a little bit of mist right now.
Run into nothing like last night. Boy, it poured up here.
How bad it rained here last night, because I was out cold.
Time it was last night, but it rained hard enough to wake me up, and that's a pretty good feat.
Say you had a real heavy downpour.
Also 73, and I think it's good to hear you this morning, and I'll try to pick up with you guys later. Stay in 4-6.
73, Ken. Catch you in the morning. Camp 4 and AP.
Ken, have a good day, buddy. Truck late this morning, or did you just have some other problem?
Over something in the parking lot where they pick up papers. So that put two of the tires on that big semi down. He finally got those fixed, and before he got into Asheville, he got stuck in traffic. Don't know if it was construction or accident or what.
Dealing with that place, I come through there Sunday, coming back from Tennessee. Man, it was crazy right there where you get off 40 to get on 26. I just bypassed it and went around and come another way.
And they're going to improve the time for the delivery, but I think they just blowing air in the wind.
Whole lot you can do about two blowouts and traffic jams. I don't know what they're going to do there, but being more consistent with things might help some.
The little repeater got hung up the other morning while me and Ken were talking. Kept saying the same message over and over and over for about 5 minutes. It finally timed out and shut down.
That was annoying, wasn't it?
That bad. I just sat here and going down the road, throwing papers, listening to it, just repeated over and over. Me and Ken could talk over it, but it was an experience. And then once it shut, it signed completely off, and we couldn't talk anymore.
The repeater down completely.
Repeater shut itself down.
So it won't get hot, am I right about that?
You ask me something, I don't know. I've never dealt with a repeater.
Well, bad news about the land I was looking at us.
Happy Friday, come again, Patrick.
We're HKX Friday. I said I may have got some bad news about that land I was looking at buying. Have a big right-of-way right through the middle of it where the house site is that you can build without building bridges all the way across everything. And you come, the driveway for the neighbor's property would come right through the middle of where you're going to build a house.
You say there was a right of way right through the middle of the property?
Going to the property behind it.
Utility right of way or what?
We're still trying to find out, but not sure right now. It is a right of way there. Like I said, it's right where there's a good place to build a house and the garage that I want to put up. But you'd be driving right between the house and the garage going up to the next property.
I had a right of way going across my property. It goes back when my mom had it. And they took all the poles and lines and all down. Once they did that, that ended the right of way for them.
The lawyer's trying to clarify the right of way, what it is and how much and all that. If there's a 30-foot right of way right through the middle of there, then I don't want nothing to do with it. It just ruins the value of the property.
Find out it's a utility right away and it's been given up.
I'm walking up to there, there's power poles up there still, but they're not in use because the wires are laying on the ground. You gotta walk through them and step over them. So there's no way they're alive.
In fact, our lines and say these lines are dead. Therefore, right away should be voided. If you would, please come and clean your mess up.
That put a right of way right through the middle of the left part of the property instead of putting it along the outside edge.
Direct route.
Going to kill the value of the property. What's the point?
That company doesn't care either way. This property owner that should have held them to the edge of the property, but who knows? They may have been given a monetary offer they couldn't refuse. Company or an easement for 10 feet so they could enlarge a terminal box, and they wrote me a check for a little over $3,000, so they willing to pay. That might be the circumstances there. They just put the money out there and they said okay. Copy of it at the courthouse. It's probably down in the basement somewhere. But there should be a copy of that easement giving them the right of way.
Sure there is. Matter of finances, you're talking back in the early 1900s when that property changed hands the last time.
Sorry, I had to get out and throw one on the porch. Nothing at the courthouse, I'd contact that power company. It's probably changed hands two or three times, but the records should still be in their archives. I'd contact their attorney and have him look it up. Patrick, I could copy a bit of that. My end or your end, but you were coming in and out of the repeater.
It's on my end. I'm in my dead spot. I'll contact you when I get to the side of 248KX.